morning. Tao Shang Ha. I remember those words. I'm so glad to be here.
我在这个地方，我非常的高兴。
And I've been excited because the Philippines has actually affected my life in many ways.
我非常兴奋来到菲律宾，因为菲律宾呢，在某些层面对我的生命有很大的影响。
And I believe it's a good thing that many of you from China are actually here in the Philippines, really experiencing God's power.
所以你们有机会很多，我们当中很多人从中国过来，也可以经历到上帝在菲律宾所施行的大能。
I believe when God began to bring about change, the country that was most open to bring transformation was the Philippines.
当我看到上帝在改变我们这个世界的时候，最接受神的这个转变的这个国家呢，就是这个菲律宾。
And so it's a great thing that you are here.
所以能够有机会来菲律宾，这是一个很大的事情。
And I hope during the course of my discourse this morning, you'll understand why I am in the Philippines.
所以今天我在传讲的过程当中，希望你会看到我为什么在菲律宾。
Because I believe that we are at the beginning of a new era.
因为我个人相信我们现在是在宣教的一个新的一个时代。
And in every era, God has done things differently.
在每一个时代里面，上帝的做法都是不一样的。
And it's important that we begin to understand that you're the generation that is going to make the greatest difference as you go back home and begin to serve God in your churches.
很重要的是我们自己要理解你在这样一个重大的一个新的时代里面，上帝如何用你去面对这个新时代的需要。
And so this morning, I really want to talk about a new day for mission of the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我们想到主耶稣基督的教会在宣教这件事情上面，我们如何进入新的一天。
The last 40 to 50 years have been some of the most exciting times in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ.
我们可以说过去的40到50年是基督的教会历史上最兴奋的一段时候。
We have seen the greatest growth in the church in these last 40 to 50 years than any other time in the history of the church.
我们可以说在教会历史的任何一个时间段里面，不像过去的这四五十年，这个成长最快。
Some of the strategists that analyze what God is doing would say that in the last 40, 50 years, more people have come to Jesus Christ than all the previous years till the time when Jesus commissioned the church.
有人这样分析说，过去这四五十年来归主的人的人数比过去那么长的一段时间还要多。So
you have grown up in that generation.
你们是生长在这个时代的里面。And
we have seen some of the most significant things that we need to keep asking ourselves, Lord, what is it that you're going to do in this coming generation?
所以我们要不断地问自己，主啊，你在这个时代你要 做什么?
It was Jack Dennison who did the research in his book on the city reaching the road on the road to community transformation.
Jack Dennison呢，他有写这样的一本书，也就是我们社区改变的路上。
And in his book, he makes a few statements that are very significant about the growth of the church around the world.
他在书中有给我们一些很重要关于教会成长的数据。
Based upon his research, he said during the years 60 to 1975, the church was growing at a rate of 1% or less.
从1960年到1975年，这个教会的成长每年呢，只不过是1%。
But then from 1975, there was an incredible change, and the church began to take off, and the growth rate moved in the next 10 years from 1% to 3%.
但其实75年之后有一个很大的一个转变，所以在10年之间，这个教会每年的平均成长就进入到3%。
By the year 1995, it was growing at an accelerated rate of 5%.
再过10年，这个成长率达到5%。
And by the year 2000, it had reached a rate of 6.9%.
一直到这个90年代之后，达到将近7%。
To put it into something that we can put our arms around, Jack Dennison said every day 165,000 people were saying yes to Jesus Christ.
换句话说，也就是每一天有16万5千人呢，他们在认基督是他们的生命之主。
165,000 people were coming to Jesus every day.
每一天有16万5千人认识耶稣基督。
There was another guy who wrote a book, The Next Christendom, and in his book, Philip Jenkins says something significant happened during that time.
另外这个Philip Jenkins在他的书里面也有提到另外一件的事情。
He makes a statement, once the majority Christians were in the global north, but in the last 40 years, you know what has happened? 65% of Christianity moved into what he defined as the global south.
过去基督徒的集中地方都是在地球的北面，但是过后呢，有65%的基督徒现在集中在地球的南面。
The face of Christianity was rapidly changing.
所以我们可以说，这个基督教在世界上的这个遍传的这个图画已经完全改变了。
When you look at the population of the world and the religious population of the world, we begin to see Christianity became the fastest growing church movement in the world, religious movement in the world.
所以当我们比较世界人口还有信主的这些人数，比较起来呢，我们会发现基督教是在所有的宗教的运动里面成长最快的。
During those years, the population was growing at 1.7% per year.
我们可以说每一年的成长大概是1.7%。
The world religions were growing, like Buddhism was growing at 1.7%.
不好意思，刚才这个1.7%是整个人类的人口的成长， Hinduism, 然后呢，这个佛教的成长也是1.7%。
Hinduism was growing at 2.3%.
印度教成长是2.3%。
But Islam was growing at 2.7%.
伊斯兰教的成长是2.7%。
But they discovered that the Bible-believing Church of Jesus Christ was growing at 6.9%.
但他们发现呢，这些相信圣经的基督徒，他们的成长率是6.9%。
We were growing 3 times faster than the population of the world.
原则上也可以说，我们比这个世界人口的成长还要快3倍。
We were growing 2 times faster than Islam.
我们比这个伊斯兰教的成长率还要快2倍。
And 3 times faster than Hinduism and Buddhism.
也比印度教跟这个佛教成长更快3倍。
For the first time in the history of the church, we were on the winning side and we were growing faster than any other religious movement in the world.
可以说在教会历史的里面是第一次这个教会的成长。 是这么快，或者是甚至于胜过其他的宗教。
It was an incredible period these last 40 to 50 years.
所以我们可以说，过去这40-50年是一段非常辉煌的日子。
And in every era, God is doing things differently.
在每一个时代，上帝的做法都不一样。
And I believe as we move to the next era,
我也相信，当我们在进入另外一个时代的时候，
And we truly are stepping into the next era.
我们也确实在搭进另外的一个时代。
We need to ask ourselves, what kind of adaptations do we need to make?
我们必须要问自己，我们必须做什么样的调整？
What kind of adaptations that will enable greater effectiveness for the Church of Jesus Christ to have the greatest impact in our generation?
我们要做什么样的调整，让耶稣基督的教会在这个时代的里面，这个时代有极大的这个影响，我们需要做什么调整？
And I believe every single one of you that are sitting here have to ask the question, what is my responsibility to this incredible opportunity that is emerging in my generation?
所以我们当中每一个人坐在这里的每一个人，我们也都要问自己这个问题，我在这个时代里面， 我应当尽的那一份责任是什么？
William Carey was the father of modern mission.
我们知道William Carey是可以说现代宣教之父。
And every historian will tell you that he really made the greatest difference coming out of Reformation.
我们也可以说，在这个改革之后，他在宣教上是有最大的一个贡献。
Martin Luther was a great transformer and brought great revolution into the Church of Jesus Christ.
马丁·路德他本身被神使用，能够去改革这个上帝的教会。
But it was William Carey that realized that the world had not yet heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是是 William Carey 他有这个看法，知道这个世界他们还有很多人没有听到耶稣基督。
And he emerged in the context of what we would call colonies or colonialization.
他这个人呢是活在哪个时代呢？就是这个殖民地时代。
When different nations of the world were establishing their colonies in different parts of the world.
也就是过去西方的这些国家来不同，来到这个世界不同国家有很多的这个殖民地。
The British were in India.
英国来到这个印度。
The Spaniards were in South America.
这个西班牙人他们去了南美洲。
And the Dutch came to different places and established small colonies.
荷兰人呢也到不同的地方，也有一些小小的殖民地。
They were certainly in Indonesia and in Sri Lanka.
他们来到西兰，也来到这个印尼。
The French were also in different colonies in different parts of the world.
我们也可以说法国也在世界其他地方有一些的殖民地。
And one of the greatest things that has happened in colonization is God allowed the church to travel with the colonies and those who colonized the world.
但是呢，上帝就容许，或者说也借着这个殖民地的这个这种事情呢，让这个福音呢也跟着来到这些不同的地方。
They were the rulers.
这些王国他们好像治理这些殖民地。
They opened and closed doors for the task of globalization, for the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ.
原则上也可以说，这些国家他们为这个福音开门也关门。
And William Carey rose up to the occasion.
我们就看到 William Carey 在这样的一个时代，上帝兴起他。
And in the context of William Carey and the challenges that he brought to the church about the need for the mission of the church began to see the day that it had never seen before.
William Carey 也负起这个使命，把这个挑战放在教会的面前，让教会呢当从来没有做过的，又从赶快的把这个福音广传。
And the church began to become present all over the world.
我们也可以说，这个教会就在世界各地就出现了。
This was God's way.
这是神的方法。
Of discipling the nations of the earth.
也叫这个万国能够成为他的门徒。
But the end of colonization,
但是当这个殖民地的时代结束的时候，
God shut the door for colonies to actually be the means to accomplish mission.
但是上帝也借着关了这个殖民地的时代的门，也让这个宣教就兴起来。
But a new era was born.
有一个新的时代出来。
And that era was in the context of nationalization.
这个新的时代，也就是把这个传福音的责任交给当地的人。
And during that era, the church grew in a different way.
所以在这个时代里面，教会的成长又是另外一种的模式。
I often say God used colonization to lay the foundation for the mission of the church.
我常常这样说，上帝借用这个殖民地的时代，把这个宣教的基础打好了。
But God used the nationalization to grow the church indigenously in different parts of the world.
上帝是借着这个本色化，还是说每个国家他们来负起这个传福音的责任，让教会更加的兴旺。
Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization.
这个洛桑的这个联会
was a very pivotal event that changed the face of missions and the church around the world.
可以说这一次的开会呢，就可以说改变了整个世界宣教的策略。
It was only after 1975 that we began to see the church growing around the world.
就1975年之后，我们才看到这个教会在世界各地在兴旺。
And something happened that it happened in the context of the period of nationalization.
这个发生的这个时代，也就是说这个责任交给当地人的时候。
Everywhere around the world, the national church began to take responsibility for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以在世界各地，每个国家，他们当地的人就负起这个责任。
And the church grew the greatest in that period.
也可以说在这个时代里面教会成长最大。
By the year 2000, South America was growing 10,000 followers of Jesus Christ every day.
大概2000年的时候在南美洲大概每一天有一万人信主。
If you were to multiply that by 365, you would see 3,650,000 people coming to Jesus every year.
所以我们乘 一年365天就有300万人、一年归主。
It was unprecedented.
这是过去从来没有过的。
Africa was going at 15,000 a day.
在非洲每一天有15,000人信主。
And in your country, even under persecution, with the church underground, you were growing at 26,000 people saying yes to Jesus Christ.
同样在中国，每一天我们可以预计大概有26,000人来信主。
Korea,
韩国本身
at the turn of the century was less than 1% Christian.
在这个进入这个新的世纪的时候，他们的成长率还不到1%。
But today it may be having 35% to 40% Christianity in the country.
但今天在南韩的地方，我们看到大概有35%到40%的人口都是信主的。
But it's passionately becoming the country that wants to become the largest sending mission in the world.
目前他们也成长为可以说全世界里面差出最多宣教士的国家。
India.For generations and years were less than 2% Christianity.
在过去很长的一段时间里面，印度的成长也只不过2%。
At the time of our independence, we were 2.3% Christianity.
当我们独立的时候，全国的这个信主的人还达不到3%。
And we had, if you ask the government today, they will still say we are 2.3% Christian.
如果今天你问政府，但他们还说我们今天还是同样的人数。
But the church is not the same.
但是教会不是这样。
There was a research done, and they found out in 1987, India had only 114,000 churches.
在1987年，那个时候印度只有114,000个教会。
But in the last 30 years,
但在过去的三十年,
God has added over 750,000 new churches and house churches in my country.
在我自己印度的这个国家里面，上帝增加了在三十年的里面有75,000的新的教会。
It was an amazing time in the history of the world.
这个在全球的历史里面是一个很奇妙的时代。
The Philippian church, the church in Philippines were actually rapidly growing.
在菲律宾的教会也可以说也是很迅速的成长。
They were the ones that came out of the conference of the Luzon conference and started what they called Dawn 2000.In the Philippines,
当他们参加这个洛桑会议回来的时候，就开始了晨曦2000的运动。
And by the year 1987, they already had 20,000 churches.
所以在1987年的时候就有200,000的教会。
By the year 2000, they had 51,000 churches.
在2000年的时候有51,000间的教会。
Today they have 61,000 churches in this country.
今天在菲律宾有61,000间的教会。
But they're not satisfied.
但是还不满足。
They believe there is a new day dawning in this world.
他们相信在这个新这个时候，神的让我们进入一个新的宣教时代。
And by the year 2020, they're asking God for 125,000 churches inside this country.
所以他们有一个期盼，在2020年的时候，会有125,000的教会。
We have come through different periods in the history of the world.
我们来到这个教会历史的一个新的时代。
We came through colonization.
我们也经历过这个殖民地的一个时代。
We came through nationalization.
我们也经历过这个所谓每个国家负责这个传福音工作的时代。
We came through globalization.
我们也进入到这个全球化的时代。
And in each era, God was doing something different.
而每一个时代，上帝都在做不同的事工。
The growth has been unprecedented in this last era.
在过去的最后的这个时代。上帝让这个教会的成长也是过去所没有的。
And the glory of God is beginning to cover the earth.
我们也可以说神的荣耀就开始遍满全地。
And God's mission that his knowledge of his glory become accessible to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is becoming a reality.
我们也可以说上帝的荣耀的这个认识对每一个人无论是男女老幼都可以知道。
And I believe when the Church of Jesus Christ begins to take responsibility and become obedient to God, the Church will experience the greatest growth in any generation.
所以我们可以说，每一个教会如果他们明白自己的这个责任，能够完全的顺服上帝，教会的会经历从来没有过的很大的增长。
Men and women, you're in a new generation.You're at the edge of stepping into a new era, and you need to be asking yourself the question, how can we become a generation that can complete the Great Commission in our generation?
各位弟兄姐妹，我们在这个时代，并且要进入一个新的时代，我们都要问自己一个问题，我们如何能够在这个新的时代的里面，能够让上帝的这个大使命完全的成就？
The church in China has that passion for back to Jerusalem mission.
中国的教会会有这个口号，福音传回耶路撒冷。
But if that passion is going to become a reality,
但是如果要让这个激情能够成为一个事实，
we can't use old wineskins.
我们不能够用所谓旧的这个酒袋。
We can't use old strategies.
我们不能够用旧的这个策略。
We can't use old paradigms.
我们不可以用这个旧的范畴。
We have to have new thoughts and new ideas, and God has to put them into our heart.
我们必须要有这个新的思路、新的策略放在我们的心中。
In the period of colonialism,
在这个殖民地的时代
the colonies did missions in independence.
每一个殖民地他们这个宣教都是独立这样做的。
In fact, they were so independent of each other, they began to set up what we call comity agreements in missions and established, I'll go here, you go there, and everybody separated themselves.
所以当时呢，这个地盘主义这么强的时候，他们甚至于好像一个会议，然后分派说我去哪里，你去哪里，我们在不同的地方。
But when the doors closed for the Western missionary to stay in the context of a colonized world,Nationals began to do missions.
但是当这些宣教士慢慢撤离的时候，当地的人呢，他们负起这个传福音的工作。
And we did it in the context of dependence and independence.
所以这个模式呢，就在独立的当中又有互相的依靠。
In many parts of the world, they said, "Go away, missionary."
很多世界很多地方说啊，宣教士，请你离开。
We can do it by ourselves.
我们自己可以做了。
But then they put their arms out like this and said, "Support us, so we can carry out the mission."
但他们又伸出手来，你们要支持我，让我们可以继续做下去。
But God blessed the church.
但是上帝祝福教会。
And slowly the church began to become independent.
慢慢的，这些每个地方、每个国家的教会就慢慢的独立了。
And all over the world, there is a beautiful church that has emerged.
所以在全世界，我们可以说。都有一个很美好的一个教会的成长。
Certainly, we all wear Western ideologies.
是的，很多时候我们穿着还是代表我们有很多西方的想法。
And we do things that are Western.
我们做事情可能还有很多西方的做法。
But I believe in the next generation, we are going to see things different.
但我相信在接下来的这个时代，我们会处理很多事情是不同的方式了。
We're truly going to begin to see things that are looking biblical.
我们所做的事情也都是依据圣经
，and it's going to look like your culture，
也跟你的这个文化非常的磨合。
Finish， except the Chinese will be transformed by the word of God, and the Chinese culture will prevail.
而这个中国的文化因着圣经让它的这个转化，成为一个还是这个中国的这个基督徒。
And I believe that we will all begin to look like the Book of Revelation.
我也相信我们就会慢慢像这个启示录里面所说的教会。
People from every tribe.
从每个不同的群族。
From every kindred.
每一种的亲族。
From every people group.
从每一个族群。
Maintaining their identity.
一方面他们还是有自己的这个文化跟这个独特的地方。
Celebrating their culture.
但是呢一方面他们还是可以发挥他们的文化。
In a relationship to Jesus Christ.
但是是连与基督。
But transformed into the image of Jesus.
但是是被转化像耶稣基督的形象。
Which is God's purpose for our life.
这个也是上帝在我们生命里面的旨意。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多后书第三章。
Verses 16 and following.
16节之后。
The Apostle Paul said.
保罗这样说。
When we turn to Christ,
当我们转向基督的时候
like unveiled individuals,
就像这个手帕已经拿掉的
our faces will reveal the glory of God.
我们的脸就会反映神的荣耀
we'll be invaded by the Spirit of God.
是圣灵渗透我们
and where the Spirit is, there will be liberty.
所以圣灵在哪里，在哪里就有自由
and as we break down the walls and take off the veils,The glory of God that is inside us will begin to be revealed.
所以当这些城墙被拆毁的时候，手帕被拿掉的时候，内在的神的荣耀就会彰显出来。
The world will go away.
世界会离开。
Satan will lose control over us.
撒旦不再对我们有这个权势。
The flesh will no longer dominate.
我们的这个肉体不会在那边控制我们。
Our culture will be transformed by Christ.
我们的文化被基督转化。
And we will become, from glory to glory, becoming like Jesus himself.
我们就会像那边所说的，从荣耀进入到荣耀更像基督。
The next era is right here.
下一个阶段或者一个时代就已经临到了。
Colonization is past.
殖民地的时代已经过去。
Nationalization is past.
这个国家的或者每个国家管理自己的这个时代也过去了。我们也可以说普世化也将要过去。
I don't think it'll go away.
不是完全的过去。
But the proportion of our effectiveness to how God is going to use the church is directly related to our ability to work together and be connected to the whole world.
我想更大的就是上帝的工作更是会我们如何能够共同的合作以至于呢能够在世界各处来宣教。
There's an Indian scholar who is also a sociologist who has made a statement and his name is Prag Khanna.
有一个印度的宣教士研究宣教的人也他也是研究社会学的一个学者。
He said, he answers the question, what happens after globalization?
他回答一个问题也就是这个普世化之后又怎么样呢
And he says, what is going to happen that's going to make us effective is not that we build walls and become parochial.
所以他说之后我们不再是要再建立这个城墙。
You know, we hear that, you know, Donald Trump is going to actually build a wall around the United States.
今天我们知道美国的总统他的美国梦就是把这个城墙围着美国人。
But he says, that's not going to be the effective of success.
但是这个研究的人他说这个不是我们成功的这个秘诀或者道路。
He says the effective for success is our ability to be connected to as much entities around the world.
最有效的乃是要与这个整个世界的接触越多越有效。
And that is the new era that's emerging.
我们也可以说这个就是将要兴起的时代。
It's not just globalization.
所以不仅仅是所谓普世化。
It's not just interdependency.
不仅仅是所谓大家要互相互动。
But into the mix is this new ideology of connectivity.
而是所谓我们互相的所谓连接。
The reason I'm in the Philippines.
我这次来到菲律宾的目的。
Because I want to ask the question, how can we be connected to the Filipino church?
我要回答一个问题，就是我们如何跟菲律宾的教会有这个联系。
The reason I go to Bangladesh,
我去这个Bangladesh,
is I want to ask the question, how can I be connected to what is happening in the church in Bangladesh?
我就要回答这个问题，我跟这个孟加利亚这个国家的教会如何有连接。
2 weeks ago, I was in Nepal doing the same thing.
2周前我也同样在尼泊尔这个国家做同样的事情。
But 2 years ago, we began building a connection in Nepal.
所以2年前我们就开始与这个尼泊尔有这个连接。
In the paradigm of connectivity,
所以当我们说这个连接的这个模式里面,
Kanna says that what we need to do is to allow the indigeneity of those people in those countries to remain their own.
他这个研究的人就说，我们要让每一个国家或者族群要能够保留他们的固有的，或者说他们的特色。
We don't go in and force our culture upon them.
所以我们进去不是把我们自己的文化，这个放在他们的文化上面。
We don't go in there and use our resources to control them.
我们也不是用我们能够带进去的资源来控制他们。
But we actually be connected to God. I'm saying we need to be connected to God.
而是我们都是连接在神那边。
And God leads us to the nations of the earth.
而上帝带领我们到不同的国家里面。
And we become locally and globally connected to carry out the mission of God.
也可以说在当地，也可以在全球连接，能够完成神的使命。
Then the church in India will look Indian.
所以印度的教会看起来还是印度教会。
Then the church in Bengal would look Bengali.
所以在Bengal的教会，他们的这个看起来还是Bengal的教会。
Then the church in China will look Mandarin.
所以在中国的教会还是中国话。
Then the church in, you know, if you go to different parts of the world, they would identify with their culture, and their culture will be transpired by the word of God, and we will begin to see incredible things happen in our world as people turn to Jesus Christ.
所以无论到任何的一个国家，可以看到当地的教会还是有他们文化的特色，但是我们却是连接起来，兴旺主的福音。
Missions once was from the west to the rest.
过去宣教是从西方来到东方。
They laid the foundation for the mission of God.
他们为神的这个宣教工作已经打好这个基础。
Today it's from anywhere to everywhere.
今天呢，我们是从无论哪里到每个地方。
When the walls in Berlin fell down, the internet was open, and God opened an opportunity for missions to be from anywhere to everywhere.
所以我们看到柏林的这个城墙拆下来的时候，我们也看到这个网络的这个没有境界，我们就看到现在的这个范畴就是从无论从哪里到每一个地方。
Globalization has opened the door for anyone to everyone.
所以这个作为普世化，也就是说任何一个人可以去找另外一个人。
The day is coming.
那天将来到,
the professional missionary will be the thing of the past.
这些所谓过去职业化的宣教士，他们不再是过去的君王了。
We will no longer have paid missionaries.
我们不会再有所谓有受薪，就是有领薪水的宣教士。
The Filipino church has demonstrated that to us so much around the world.
这个菲律宾教会，他们有这样的特别的这种的彰显。
But it's happening everywhere today.
但今天其实无论在哪里都是这样发生。
The domestic help in Philippines went to the Middle East and reached the Islamic people who could never be reached in the past.
也就是菲律宾的所谓这些外劳，他们来到中东的时候，也同样把这个福音带到中东，是从来不可能发生的事情。
IT technologists are going to the Middle East so that they can serve the Middle East so that Dubai can become one of the most cutting-edge nations in the world.
今天这个所谓 大众传媒还有这个网络的这个发展，他们来到中东，也让杜拜呢可以成为世界一个非常重要的地点。
Paid by oil money，
都是用这个油的钱来付出的。
Trained by local church，
但是是被当地的这些教会来训练的。
Commissioned by the church and prayed for by the church，
他们是教会所差派，也是教会继续用祷告支持的。
And they are reaching out to people around the world，
而他们也是向全世界的人来传福音。
Many Chinese will leave China tomorrow。Many Chinese will
不单是民间，其实今天我们看到整个中国的人都分散在世界各地。
Fully employed by somebody else's company，
是被另外一个大公司的邀请
to do the mission of God，
而他们呢，在这个事工上，下面其实是可以传福音。
We need to understand，
我们必须明白
the 21st century，
在二十一世纪
is going to call us to a new paradigm，
会把我们带进另外一个新的范畴。
We need new wine skins，
我们需要新的酒袋。
We need to break old traditions，
我们必须要突破过去的传统。
We need to listen to the voice of God，
我们需要听神的声音。
And God needs to take us and use us，
上帝会带我们，也会用我们。
Well, let me tell you very quickly the story of Nehemiah。
我们很快的再次来回想尼希米的故事。
Nehemiah was fully employed by the king。
尼希米可以说是这个王的下面的一个酒政。
He was the cupbearer to the king。
是王的酒政。
And his brothers visited him and transformed his entire life。
但是有些弟兄来找他的时候，他的生命就完全改变了。
He no longer could be the same。
他不能够再保持不变的状态。
He was in a foreign land。
他是生长在一个外邦的国家。
But he asked the question about his homeland。
但是他为自己的祖国问这个问题。
And when he heard about it, God transformed his life。
当他听到祖国的情况的时候，上帝改变他的生命。
And God used Nehemiah to mobilize the people of Jerusalem that were living outside of Jerusalem to restore the righteousness of God and bring the glory of God back into Jerusalem。
所以上帝就使用他，也可以鼓起住在外邦的这些耶路撒冷的居民，能够回到耶路撒冷来恢复有耶路撒冷的这个荣耀。
The vision and the mission of God is that His glory is everywhere。
上帝的旨意乃是，或者说上帝愿意我们有的这个目标就是他的荣耀能够遍满全地。
Nehemiah got involved。
尼希米他参与了。
And what he did was powerful。
他所做的，我们也可以说是非常强烈的。
His story is magnificent。
他的故事也是非常奇异的。
And it's the greatest case study for the next generation。
我们也可以说是为了下一个时代最好的一个个案研究。
The first thing he saw was Jerusalem in the eyes of God。
他第一看见的也是耶路撒冷在神的眼中是怎么样。
And we need to see the world in the eyes of God。
今天我们看世界也是要用神的眼光来看世界。
Lost。
是一个失丧的世代。
Unreached。
是还有很多人没有认识基督。
Separated from God。
是与神分开的，隔离的。
Dead in their trespasses and sin。
是死在罪恶跟过犯的当中。
Having exchanged the righteousness of God for the unrighteousness of man，
用人的不义来代替神的义。
Dead in trespasses and sin，
在死亡、在过犯跟罪恶当中
far away from God，
是离开神非常遥远的。
And we have to understand the passion of God to bring people to Himself。
我们要明白、感受上帝的激情，愿意人来跟他亲近。
When Nehemiah saw the hopeless state of Jerusalem，
当尼希米看到这个耶路撒冷那个非常悲惨的状况的时候，
He no longer could stand on his feet，
他不能够再这样站着。
He wept，
他哭了。
He cried，
他哭泣。
He fasted，
他禁食。
He prayed，
他祷告。
And God invaded his heart，
上帝进入到他的心中。
He moved from the outside into the deepest part of his being，
从外面进入到他的 最里面的那个人。
And God began to touch Nehemiah.
上帝感动改变尼希米。
Nehemiah began to say, God, I don't know what to do.
尼希米对神说，神啊，我不知道该怎么做。
And you know what God did?
神做什么呢？
He put his vision in his heart.
但是上帝是把这个意象放在他的心中。
And he said, Lord, I'm going before the king. Give me favor before the king.
他就对神说，我要见王的面，你要让我在王的面能够得到王的接纳。
God opened doors.
上帝就开很多的门。
God provided resources.
上帝也给他资源。
He went to Jerusalem.
他到了这个耶路撒冷。
He saw the task.
他也看到这个工作的庞大。
Impossible task.
是一个好人看来不可能的工作。
He said, I can't do it alone.
他也认为说我自己做不了。
He called all of Jerusalem to come together.
他就召集整个耶路撒冷起来。
And he told them what God had done for him.
他也告诉他们上帝为他做了什么。
He cast a vision.
他给他们看见这个意象。
And they put their hands together and they began to work.
他们就手牵手大家一起共同努力。
Stage 1, 52 days, they finished the impossible task.
所以第一个阶段51天就把一个从来不可能的事情完成了。
And God did an incredible thing through his life.
上帝借着一个人的生命来完成一个难以述说的一个启示。
It moved from restoring the city.
从建造城墙
and it moved to actually transforming their lives.
进入到生命的改变
it moved to transforming society.
甚至于可以改变整个的社区社会
it moved to changing their spirituality.
改变他们的这个属灵观念
it moved to transforming their economy.
也改变他们的经济情况。
It restored the worship of God inside the city.
在这个城市里面又有敬拜。
It filled the city of Jerusalem.
也让这个耶路撒冷的城市充满。
And the glory of God was restored in Jerusalem.
上帝的荣耀在耶路撒冷就恢复了。
And the fear of God was around all the cities of Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷周围的城市他们也因为这样来敬畏神。
You are the next generation.
你们是下一个时代。
What is going to happen in your generation is directly related to your openness to letting God work in your heart.
今天如果我们能够敞开我们的生命，让神来用我们的生命，这要决定我们下一个时代会是怎么样。
Don't settle for the traditions.
我想我们不要只顾念到，或者说停留在我们的固有的文化。或者传统的里面
，Ask God to revolutionize your life.
我们求神来改革我们的生命。
Lift up your eyes and look at the harvest.
让我们能够举目观看庄稼已熟。
Mobilize every man, woman, and boy and girl inside your local church.
能够在我们每个教会的每一个成员都能够被眺望起来。
Get them connected to the whole world.
让他们也可以跟整个世界连接。
Join hands with the Church of Jesus Christ everywhere.
在每个地方的基督的教会都联手。
And like Louis Bush said,
不像 Louis Bush
like
Louis Bush 所说的
，the whole church,
整个教会
must take the whole gospel,
要把完整的福音
to the whole world,
带到全世界。
It can be done.
是可以完成的
and it must be done.
也必须完成的
and it will be done.
也将要完成
when we get connected to God.
当我们每个人是跟神联合
and we're listening to his voice.
我们听他的声音
and it drives us into the nations of the world.
也推动我们到不同的国家里面去
to finish his mission of establishing his glory everywhere.
去完成要恢复他荣耀的这个重大的使命。
Amen?
Amen.
I'm done.
谢谢。